Vladdy, it's a bit of a tough stretch for the team right now. You guys were able to pick up a few points in the last couple of games, but probably not quite where you want to be at this point in the season.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's been really frustrating, and like I don't think we're in a bad spot now, and it will be a really interesting month for us and really good challenge. And obviously we lose some guys with the injuries. We will meet them here, but we have no other choice to not be more closer together, and you know, somebody needs to step up to do their guy's job. And I think it was a lot of the times weird season because puck doesn't go in for obviously for me and for like our guys. I think we play some games and just don't score. So you know, we still have time to figure out and make a playoffs. You know, we're still in the run, and we will try to make our fans and ourselves happy to make a playoffs.
Are you at the point right now where you're looking at the standings every night?
No, I mean, it's it's only about us, I think, and I know how many points we get after every night, so I don't need to look at the standings, because if you hope for somebody else to lose to make a playoffs, I don't think it's the right way to do this.
Now, I just found out that you've lost Jay Bouwmeester for the season. How does that take down the locker room a little bit? How do you overcome that?
Yeah, Boy's a great guy, and, you know, he had a lot of experience. He always been nice to everyone, and we will miss him and hope him faster recovery. But like I said, there's you know, no other option for us, especially right now in the spot where we are. Just come more closer to each other and you know, fight through this.
And you also lost Scotty Upshaw, another veteran on this team, and losing his energy is a big deal.
Yeah, but like I said, we hope they will come back faster and heal faster. But you know, there's a lot of guys in the team who can step up and bring energy, so there's a time for somebody else to do this, and like I said, just play for a guy next to you.
Now, you're a leader on this team. Is this a time where maybe you pull some of the younger guys aside and talk to them a little bit or give them advice?
Yeah, you always try to help young guys, and not even young guys, you just try to help people, try to make them better. And you know, we got a lot of bad stuff from media coming this year, and about leadership, about everything, but I don't think like people who've read it being inside the team. So I think we have really a tight group of guys, and trust me, if you work hard every night and puck doesn't go in or game not like you don't have a win, it's really frustrating and hard to deal with. And you know, that's what we try to do here, just play every night for a win for 100% and get like make everyone give everything they have on the ice, and hope success is coming.
You guys have a big West Coast road trip coming up in a few days. Can a road trip be good in helping the team bond and perhaps giving you more time to talk to the younger players or the newer members of the team?
Yeah, obviously there's no families on a road trip, so you have more time to, you know, spend with the team. But I think being in St. Louis is important too. You can see them every day, and like if you really want to help someone, you can find the time whenever you are at home or on the road trip. So I think this is most important road trip for us in the year, and you know, we have 3 days to prepare and play our best game in San Jose.
Vladdy, thanks so much. Thank you.